Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, you may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube, where they don't include the audio ads, although YouTube may provide their own ads on their platform. Alternatively, you can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. To those of you who are already supporting us, we extend our heartfelt thanks. Your contributions make it possible for us to continue doing what we love. And as a final note, I did want to mention one last thing. If you are paying for a service, let's say like Audible, and you're listening to this show on that site, they do not provide any financial or monetary means to this podcast. We provide it to them as a way for you to be able to listen, but they don't help us in any way. So again, thank you to everybody who's already supporting, and those of you who want to support us in the future, I deeply appreciate it. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is May 30th, 1947, and the title is Phantom Weapons. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Fiery horse with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high old silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of a great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. Are you Silver? Away!
Inside Jed Crowley's bunkhouse on the Circle Z, a half dozen frightened cowhands were crowded around the bunk on which a dead man sprawled. It was one more in a series of murders
Come on, boys. Give the boss room.
He can have the whole county for all of me.
Take it easy, boys.
Well?
Here's the knife, boss. Recognize it?
Let me see, Carson. It's just like the others?
Yeah. Silver initials on the haft. W.H.
And I suppose there was a note as usual.
Yeah. Here it is.
Let me see. It says, I'm not stopping until there's nobody left on this ranch. Get them off or I'll kill them off. Signed, Wolf Harley. Yeah, just like the others.
And that's Wolf's handwriting. Jed, I don't like this at all. I'm all for doing just like he says.
Yeah, sure.
Listen, boys. You're letting someone bluff you.
When Wolf Harley says something, he means it. He wants me off this here spread I'm a-getting.
But Wolf Harley is dead. He was killed in a gunfight a year ago.
How come he killed Slim here and the others before him?
He couldn't.
And where'd them knives come from? Wolf's the only one had stickers like those.
Anybody could have stolen them from wherever Wolf left them.
And stole his handwriting, too? Wolf wrote them notes.
That's right. Wolf's right.
You boys are wasting time. While you're standing here arguing, the killer is getting away. Now scatter out. Find him. Bring him in and you'll find you're dealing with a live man, not a ghost.
Saddle up, boys. I'll be with you in a minute. When we catch this hombre, there won't be any more killings.
I wish I could believe that.
What's the matter, Hank? You yellow?
What?
Catch this critter and you'll find he's got plenty of solid flesh on him.
Maybe. Let's go.
Yeah, we'll look for him. But you can't catch a ghost.
I don't like it. Going after flesh and blood's one thing.
Jed.
Yeah?
That maverick has me worried.
Hank Peters?
Yeah. I called him yellow, but he's not. Not by a long shot. I wish he'd quit stirring up the boys.
Why, you think there's something behind it?
Can't say yet. Just a hunch, and I'm putting it to the test tonight.
Tom Carson sent the Circle Z riders off in scattered directions. Acting on a hunch, he took a seldom used trail winding into the hills. By morning, he was ready to give up the search when he noticed a thin wisp of smoke rising through the trees, evidence of a campfire. Silently, he dismounted and crept through the underbrush toward a tall, masked man and an Indian. It was the Lone Ranger and his faithful Indian companion, Tonto.
Get your hands up, both of you. I've got you covered, so don't make any sudden moves.
He must have you.
Who are you and what do you want?
Masked, huh? Where'd you get Wolf Harley's knives?
Harley's been dead for more than a year.
Don't stall. Where'd you get his knives?
I've never seen one. Why?
I should have known you'd say that right after sticking one into Slim Rawlins' back.
Slim Rawlins? At the Circle Z? I knew him. Is he dead?
Died without saying a word.
When did it happen?
You know blamed well it was last night in the bunkhouse. You made sure he was sleeping.
Was he killed with Wolf Harley's knife?
Next thing you'll tell me, you don't know anything about the notes, either.
I've heard about the murders at the Circle Z. After each killing, the murderer left notes, warning everyone to get off the ranch. Those notes are said to be in Wolf Harley's handwriting. Was there a note like that when Slim was killed?
Look, you're not fooling me any playing dumb like this. I'm taking you in, and you can do your talking to the sheriff. Now take off that mask and get on your horses. We're going to town right now.
All right. That's the way you want
it. Come on, be quick about it. I want everybody to have a look at a pair of low-down murderers.
No, you don't. Up the gun. Slow. Take your gun, Toto.
You murdering.
There. Sorry we had to jump you.
I'll get you if it's the last thing I do.
We were the killers. You wouldn't have much time left, would you?
Go on and kill me, then. Or do you want me to turn around so you can knife me in the back?
Who are you?
Tom Carson, foreman of Jed Crowley's Circle Z.
Slim Rawlins was my friend. I'm going to help you find the killer.
What? You know, I'm beginning to believe you. If you two had been the murderers, I'd be dead by now.
Are you sure the notes were in Wolf's handwriting?
The sheriff found some papers written by Wolf, and he says the writing's the same.
I remember Wolf's body was brought into town after he was killed in a fight. Do you know anyone who was in town that day?
I was.
Did you see him?
Yeah, in the sheriff's office.
You recognized him?
Sure. Face was pretty battered, but...
Suppose it was someone else. The same height and build. Wearing Wolf's clothes. Someone pretending to be Wolf Harley. Would anyone know the difference?
We were sure it was Wolf. Had to be.
Could anyone in town imitate his handwriting?
I don't think so. No, of course not. Mister, you might have something there, something big. If Wolf pulled a trick on us, if he's still alive, then we're fighting a man, not a ghost. And we've got a chance to lick this.
Here's your gun.
I don't know who you are, but doggone if I don't like your style.
If I let you go back to the ranch, can you forget you met Toto and me?
Yes.
All right. We'll meet again. Adios.
Adios.
Toto, we'll visit the Circle Z this evening.
That night, the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode silently into the grounds of the Circle Z Ranch, keeping a wary eye for guards.
Oh, Silver. Oh,
Scout.
Oh,
Fella.
This is close enough, Tonto. We'll leave the horses here.
Uh-huh. Come up. There's much danger now, Kemosabe. Maybe them take us for killer.
That's a chance we have to take. Nobody will believe that Wolf is alive. Now, if there are any signs at all, they must be right here in the Circle Z. Come on.
And where we go?
To the bunkhouse. That's where all the murders have taken place. I know this ranch from the days before Jed Crowley bought it. The bunkhouse is straight ahead.
Gunfire.
In the cookhouse. Hello, look.
Man run out back door.
We'll see what happened. Come on. We'll have to work fast before the whole ranch is around. All right, in here.
Man on floor.
Let me see. Dead. Never knew what hit him. Here's a gun with Wolf's initials. And there should be a note around here, too.
Here, note.
Let me see it. Just like the others we heard about. They're getting close. We better get out. We'll stay near enough to hear what's being said. Out the back door, Tonto. Quick!
Hey, Cookie! You all right?
What's the matter? Who fired them shots?
Where's Cookie?
We're too late, boys. Cookie's dead.
Hey. That gun on the floor. Let me see it.
Yeah. Just what I thought. One of Wolf's. See his initials?
I don't
want it. And a note. Just like the others. Let's see. I'm getting tired of waiting. Next time it won't be just one. I'll get everyone that's left. It's signed Wolf Harley.
Let me see that. Next time, won't be just one.
That settles it. I'm not staying here any longer.
I guess it goes for me too, Carson.
Yeah, don't think I'll be staying either.
Me neither. I'm clearing out too.
Hold on a minute, boys. I got something I want to say to you. Hank, you've been building this ghost business up to a pretty high level. Me, I'm not an expert on spooks. But I still can't savvy how something you can't see or touch can lift a gun or write a note.
All I know is 4 men are dead. I don't aim to stay around, be the fifth.
I'm clear enough.
You couldn't give me the place.
Now, wait. I'm with you on one point, Hank. I'm coming around to agreeing with you that Wolf Harley killed these men.
I thought you'd wake up someday.
But I don't think it was Wolf's ghost.
You don't?
Well, what do you mean? If it wasn't his ghost, how could it be Wolf?
I don't get it.
Everybody knows Wolf is dead. I've seen him stretched out myself.
Figure it out for yourselves. Wolf was always a tricky critter, you all know that.
Not tricky enough to come out of his coffin.
No. But if the lawmen were getting too hot on his trail, he could have made one of his men dress up in his clothes, bring him close to town, and then let him have it in the face. Everybody would be glad Wolf was dead and not do any more about it. And listen, boys, where was Wolf's last hideout?
It was a deserted ranch somewhere in these parts.
This ranch was deserted when Jed bought it last year.
What are you driving at?
Maybe this ranch was a hideout.
What are you talking about?
Maybe there's something here that Wolf wants. So he's using this ghost scheme to scare us off so he can come back.
Just the same, Carson. I'm hitting the trail.
How about you, Sam? What? Terry?
Sorry, Carson.
All right. I'll have Jed pay you off in the morning.
Well, not me. I'm riding now. I can come back for my pay when the sun's up. Come on, boys. We might as well get moving.
The men went back to the bunkhouse to pack their belongings, while Tom Carson walked slowly toward the ranch house, wondering how to break the news to Jed. Suddenly, he heard Jed shouting.
Who's there?
Jed.
Stop or I'll fire.
What's going on?
Stop, I said.
Jed. Jed, what happened?
Those darn mavericks. I
I was just coming down to see what happened when I saw two men sneak away from the cookhouse. They jumped for their horses when I yelled at them, so let them have it. Got one of them, too.
Did you see who they were?
Oh, it was too dark. I could see that one of them was masked and riding a big white horse.
What?
So I aimed for him. Bet he didn't get far.
Well, that's that.
Why? What are you talking about?
You shot the one man who was trying to help us.
The Lone Ranger reeled in the saddle after Jed's bullet struck him in the shoulder. Tonto, riding alongside, thought for a moment his masked friend would fall to the ground. But the Lone Ranger hung on, fighting down the giddiness that threatened to engulf him. The two kept on through the night until they reached the shelter of trees. There they reined up beside a running stream.
Easy,
you get shirt off, Kimasabi. You see what bullet do.
Got me in the shoulder, Tonto.
Let me help you with shirt.
I don't think it's very serious.
Now, you plenty weak. Now you lie down on ground. Me fix wound.
Be as quick as you can, Tonto. We have a lot to do.
No, you rest.
No. There's a lot of ground to be covered. We've got to find a murderer.
Let law find the killer.
You forget one thing, Kimasabi. We're the ones that are going to be hunted. We're already suspected. The killer, whoever he is, provide further evidence against us.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. The killing of the cook was the final straw for the men at the Circle Z. They packed their things and rode to town that night. Hank Peters went through the town and kept on going until he reached a small shack in the woods. It looked deserted, but it wasn't. Wolf Harley was in the cabin with several other men when Hank opened the door.
Hi, boss.
Hiya, Hank.
Well?
I done just what you told me, Wolf, and worked like a charm. That last killing near scared them out of their wits. And when I started yelling about ghosts, I'm telling you, they was a sight. Every man jack up them like to turn green.
Get on with it.
Didn't even wait for the pay. Rode off the town with me.
All of them?
Carson stayed, maybe a couple more. Couldn't tell about the boys out with the cattle, but that's all. Carson gave me a bad turn, though. He said you was alive, Wolf.
What? How do you know?
He's only guessing. He don't know anything.
We better act fast before Carson gets something to go on. We'll make the raid tonight.
It's about time. The sooner we get started, the better.
You boys get your stuff together. We'll pull out of here right away. That'll get us to the range before dawn. I want the gold we buried in that cyclone cellar, and I don't want no witnesses. If there's anybody left at the ranch, shoot to kill. Especially Carson.
Talking about me, Wolf?
You!
Carson, how'd you get here?
Hold it, all of you. Hank can tell you how I handled the shooting iron. I had an idea you knew more than you let on, Hank, so I trailed you.
Yeah. And there's a lot you don't know.
I expect there is, Wolf. Maybe I can learn from you.
Yeah, you can. For example, how to throw a knife.
No!
Get him, boys! That's got him. Sometimes a knife can be quicker than a gun, Carson. And now... Wait a minute. Tie him up.
Right? Why didn't you throw it his heart instead of his hand?
If I hadn't got him in the gun hand first, he'd have got one or two of us before he went down. I rope him tight.
For what? When I finish it.
He can help us. Put him in that chair.
Sit down.
Now, Carson, I'll ask questions, and you better talk and talk fast.
Go jump in the creek.
That's just a sample of what you'll get. Jed Crowley is going to pay off a big hunk of his mortgage in a day or so. Where does he hide the money?
In the bank. Where did you suppose?
Jed don't believe in banks. Where's the money?
I told you.
Where's the money?
You can't make me talk.
We'll see about that.
Now, wait a minute, Wolf. Got an idea.
Well?
You and the boys start for the Circle Z and get your job done. I'll stay here and work on Carson. As soon as I take care of him, I'll come out to the ranch.
I don't know.
Hank's got the right idea, Wolf. You work on him, that holds us all up. Let Hank stay here. We're through that much faster. By the time we got the gold out, Hank will be there with the location of Jed's money, and we won't have to waste time with the old man.
Yeah, you're right. But hurry.
I will. You just leave it to me.
And get moving, the rest of you. And make sure you don't leave anything. We're not coming back.
All right, boys.
And we'll take his horse. Hank, make sure you don't leave anything here that might give us away.
Leave it to me, Wolf. I'll take care of everything.
I'll be watching for you.
So you were the killer at the Circle Z?
No. Wolf does his own killing, personal. My job was to scare the men off. I did a good job, too, didn't I?
What does Wolf want?
We've been waiting pretty near a year to get at the gold that's buried in the cyclone cellar.
What?
That was our old hideout. Wolf's plenty smart. He made us save all our loot so we could go somewhere and live high after everybody'd forgotten about us. We'd have done it months ago. Jed's buying the ranch held us up.
So that's it.
Now look, Carson. I got no time to fool with you. I looked all over that ranch for Jed's hiding place, but I couldn't find it. Now, you're Jed's foreman. You'd know where he keeps the money. If you talk now, you're going to save yourself a heap of pain.
And then have you kill me? It doesn't make sense to
me. It better, Carson. Because before I'm through with you, you'll be begging for me to put you out of your misery. Now, what do you say?
You talk awful big now that I'm tied up and can't get to you, Hank. I've always said you were yeller, and this proves it.
Why, you... Oh, no. No, you're trying to get me riled, Carson. It won't work. Now, this is the last time I'll ask you. You going to tell me now, or do I have to gun whip it out of you?
I don't think that will be necessary.
The masked man.
Yes. Hello, you watch Hank while I cut Carson's ropes.
You watch him.
I'll have you free in a second.
Good.
Steady. You've been hurt.
Wolf knifed me in the hand. I wrapped my bandana around it. How'd you get here?
There.
Thanks.
Out of Myra at the cookhouse soon after the shooting.
Saw you riding away from there. Jed fired on you. Thought you were hit.
I was, but not seriously. The bullet just tore a muscle.
But that doesn't tell how
Otto's pretty good at following tracks in moonlight. He found Wolf's tracks near the cookhouse. As soon as my wound was bandaged, we followed him past the town. Oh, where is Wolf?
He and his gang have gone to the Circle Z. They're after gold that was left there. They're going to kill everybody that's left on the ranch.
There's a horse outside. Is it yours?
No, it's mine.
Well, you won't need it. We'll tie you up and leave you for the sheriff.
Wolf's gang took my horse.
Take it easy.
I won't do that either. You can borrow this man.
There.
Those ropes will hold you. Come on, Toto.
We've got to hurry.
Who's at the ranch?
Jed and his daughter.
His daughter?
Yes. I hate to think of what'll happen to her if Jed doesn't tell everything Wolf wants to know.
Get that saddle easy. Get
up.
Get him up. Get him up. Get him up.
As the first rays of the sun streaked across the sky, Wolf and his gang rode onto the Circle Z. Wolf Harley sent four of his men to round up whomever was in the bunkhouse, while he and the others rode up to the ranch house. Meanwhile, Jed and his daughter Sally were at breakfast.
What are you going to do, Dad?
I don't know, Sally. I don't know.
Well, you can't run this ranch without help.
I'm hoping some of the boys will come back.
Have they all gone?
Yep, every last one of them, including Tom Carson. I sure thought I could count on him.
Wait. Dad, I think I hear someone outside.
Yeah?
Yes, I'm sure I did. Maybe the boys have come back.
It must be Carson.
Oh, that's...
Wolf. Wolf Harley.
Right the first time, Jed. Surprised to see me, eh?
So Carson was right. It was you who killed my boys.
I warned you that I'd come back and kill everybody who was left on the range, didn't I? Well, I'm here to make good on that.
Nobody else in the house except the girl, Wolf.
Oh,
there now, Sally.
Hank didn't say anything about your daughter being here, Jed.
She just arrived from the east a couple of days ago. I suppose there's no use appealing to you, Wolf.
Where's the money?
Well, what money?
The money you put aside for the mortgage payment. You got it here somewhere. Now, where is it?
You want it, you can find it.
I will soon enough.
You won't get away with this, Wolf Harley. Tom Carson saw through your scheme and he went to town to get the sheriff. This time they'll really string you up. Oh, you don't believe me? Well, you'll see.
Hey, we already seen Carson. He thought he was too smart to go for the sheriff. He had to try and capture us all by himself. By this time, he's likely dead.
Oh, no. Not Tom.
Oh, you skunk. Who'd you find in the bunkhouse, boys?
Nobody, Wolf. Seems like Hank scared them all off.
You looked around the rest of the place, too?
Yep. Whole place is as deserted as a tomb.
Then we only got these two to get rid of. We'll do it in style. Scar?
Yeah?
You stay here and search the house. The rest of you bring Jed and the girl to the cyclone cellar and we'll get started.
All right, come on, get a move.
It was a grim procession that walked the short distance to the cyclone cellar. Wolf went first, always on the alert for danger. Behind him were Jed and his daughter, with Wolf's henchmen bringing up the rear. Wolf opened the door to the cellar and climbed down the stairs, the others following.
Light a candle, somebody.
Here you are.
Yeah, that's better. And where are the shovels?
I got them. We can start digging right away.
Now, now, do you want to make Jed feel bad? Hmm? He's a host. Let him dig. Him and his daughter.
What for?
Well, when you dig down about 3 feet, you'll find 2 big express boxes. We want them.
Oh, I see.
Then you can dig down a little more and make the hole longer, so it'll make a nice grave for both of you. It'll be a lot more personal if you dig it yourself.
You sure got ideas, Wolf.
I wish I were a man, Wolf Harley. I'd show
get
you...
Get busy, both of you, and dig.
We'd better do as he says, Sally. There's no hope. I'm only sorry I got you into this.
I haven't given up hope yet, Father.
Why?
Here.
Can't figure what's taking Hank so long. He should have been here by now.
Carson's a stubborn cuss. It's going to take Hank a little time.
Well, I'm not waiting. Jed, where's that money you got hid?
Isn't there enough blood money buried here to satisfy you?
You'd better talk, Jed.
Why? You're going to kill me anyway.
Things could be mighty painful for your daughter.
Don't you touch her.
It's up to you. Now, where's the money?
Don't tell him, Dad. They'll kill us anyway.
I get tired of waiting awful quick, Jed.
I'm not afraid of them.
No use, Sally. There's no hope now. If there was the slightest chance...
It's the last time I'm asking, Jed. Where's the money?
That's right.
You don't have to tell him anything, Jed.
What?
Reach all of you.
Quiet.
Tom, you're alive.
Yes, I'm alive, all right.
Don't reach for a knife, Wolf. He's not alone this time.
So Hank didn't kill you?
No, thanks to my masked friend here. Are you all right, Sally?
Oh, I'm fine, Tom. Now.
You'd better go back to the house.
That man in the house.
You don't have to worry about him. We found him. He's the one who told us you were all down here. Start up the stairs, Wolf. The rest of us will be right behind you.
Why?
Jed, it's about time you stop being so stubborn. Let me take that money and put it in the bank where it'll be safe.
I guess you're right, Tom. I'll dig it up right now.
Dig it up?
Yep. I don't know how it happened, but I buried my money in the same place you did, Wolf. Only I didn't plant it so deep. If I'd buried about a foot deeper, I'd have found your loot.
Why, of all the concerns...
We can make lots of people happy when we return what you stole.
Now, come on, get moving.
Watch for them as they come up, Toto.
Me watch.
Toto and I'll see that Wolf and his gang get to town all right, Carson.
I hate to give you a job like that.
It'll be a pleasure to see them behind bars.
But we haven't had a chance to thank you yet, and we don't know who you are.
Your look when you saw that Tom was safe is thanks enough for me, Miss Sally.
A great day, man. We don't know who you are.
That doesn't matter. Adios.
I don't understand. He's not a highwayman, and yet he wears a mask.
I've got a sneaking suspicion I do know who he is. There's only one man in these parts who can do all he did for us, and that's the Lone Ranger.
Won't do him up, Scout!
Thank you.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to otrwesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to otrwesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.